Blog Talk Radio.
County kids go back to school tomorrow. I'm super excited. Okay, that means that you have lower bills, less groceries, you know, for the full-time parents that actually have their kids in the house. You know what I mean. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for that update about the Cobb County back to school news. Didn't even know about that. Cobb County, Georgia in the house. Yeah, okay.
Cobb County, yes. So I was in the barber shop, and I went to this new barber shop, in which it's like closer to than any of the other ones that was, but I never knew it was there, right? So I've been in this area going on 2 years, and I'm just, you know, it's a lot of little things that I'm starting to discover, you know, in this area because, you know, I work in another city. So, you know, I seen it. I changed my nail salon, and I just changed their barbershop. They were pretty good. And I tell you, no lie, I got in there, it was like 10 people in there. And in less than an hour, like, they were on my boy's head. So, like, they kick butt. They're not cheap, but they're like, their haircuts are like $12 a piece. But, you know, they kick butt.
I hear you. You know, they do their thing. That's worth it.
So they have haircuts, and, you know, they're ready for tomorrow, and I'm ready, probably not really ready to get up very early in the morning, but, you know, hey, you win some, you lose some. So Oh my God. So I have been experiencing one of the most controversial situations on Twitter over the last 2.5 days. Okay. So, Boss Up, in which I follow very few blogs on Twitter. Boss Up is one, you know, so far I've actually been paying attention, and they normally have the good juice, and, you know, I read Boss Up, everybody, so they're on Twitter. And I think they just got a radio show, too, so big up to them. But they tweeted a story about the man in North Carolina whom was sleeping with his wife when she was passed out drunk, and I guess he was recording it. She found it. She made him feel bad. He turned himself in. They gave the man 9 years, okay? So while I'm telling this story, James, go to my Twitter page and go pull up my pinned tweet, the tweet that I pinned, and then, you know, when I give you the go-ahead, I want you to read it. It's two pages. It's two pictures, and, you know, read the one on the right first, then the one on the left. But these people, okay, we are so lost as a generation, as a people, as a nation. It's utterly ridiculous. I have gotten hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mentions from, I can't do nothing but call these women retarded, right? When you just don't see the underlining factor, okay? So I'm going to dig deep, deep, deep in your ass tonight because I can't say much with 160 characters, but I damn sure can say a lot with 90 minutes, okay? And I'm going to give it to you as it should be given. Now, I said that to say this. We as a people, especially African American women, we look to point a finger at everybody but ourselves, okay? I see people saying, oh, we have evolved, and just because a person is married to you don't mean that they own you, and women have rights. You helpers have fought so hard for rights to where you forgot your place in life, okay? You were put here for to be help to man. You were put here to be the company of man. At what point you helpers thought that you was equal to man? I don't know. But guess what? In life, you will really see that you people have the highest divorce rate ever.
Mm-hmm. Fact. Not opinion, it's fact. That's for sure. On that. Definitely true.
The divorce rate is extremely high, okay? And on top of that, you wonder why, right? You wonder why our brothers, our black men, they're going and they're marrying white women at an alarming rate. See, these white women have been taught to love your man, cater to your man, and your man comes first. That's what these women know. We, as black women, we have been taught to become equal. We have been taught to be independent. We have been taught to be that person that's a provider. Why? Because our men, they're dead, they're in jail, most of them are gay, you know, openly, and, you know, we don't really have those options as other women do. So we fight to be so independent, and we are the race that's left behind, right? I bet you, I hear women say, oh, he get him a white girl so he can run over. No, he get him a white girl because she knows her place, okay? She knows what to do and how to do it. Let's be honest. So if you want to tell me that you're going to allow people to monopolize on you, you get in a relationship and feel he ain't doing what you supposed to, that what you want him to do, you're going to divorce him and move on and be lonely, you caught in this cycle. You caught in a cycle, in a whirlwind, okay? Now, read the tweets. Read the one tweet that I got there. Read both of those pages on that tweet.
Okay, here we go. Pay attention, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Question. Does the Bible teach that a husband can actually rape his own wife? Answer. The general definition of rape is that it is the forcing of one person, quotations, well, actually not quotations, parentheses, excuse me, usually a woman, against their will to have sexual intercourse or commit sex acts with another person. Does this definition also apply to those who are married? What does the Bible teach about the proper sexual relationship between a husband and a wife? Does God give men control, in capital letters, control, over the bodies of the women they marry? Let us look at what the Apostle Paul has to say on the subject. Quote, let the husband render his conjugal dues to his wife, and in the same way also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband in the same way also. The husband does not have power over his own body, but the wife. Oh, excuse me, this thing keeps moving. Do not deprive one another of conjugal, dues, except it might be by consent for a time. Talking about, you know, what verse in the Bible. Holy Bible is the original or a papal version. Let me continue with this reading. Let's see right here. It is clear from the above verses that sex within marriage involves concern for the needs of the other person, other in capital letters. Each person in the marriage transfers the right to use their body as they wish to the other person. In marriage, each one loses the sole authority they had over their bodies as when they were single. The duty to fulfill the other person's sexual needs does not stop unless by mutual, in capital letters, not one-sided as when sex is used like a weapon to get one's consent. Once the reason for refraining is fulfilled, the duty of providing for the other's needs goes immediately back into effect and for not any time longer. A very good example for women to follow regarding their duties and responsibilities in marriage is the story of the righteous over virtuous, I think I mispronounced that word, women in Proverbs 31. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul offers additional vital information on the relationship between a man and a woman. Is abortion permitted in cases of rape? Is being single a higher spiritual
calling?
Okay,
that's a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
But
okay, just making sure.
Right here, and it's on my Twitter, MIZZLUVLI, BLACK, the number one. You can find these reads. It's in my pinned tweet.
So
and
right now,
I just know that after this show, I'm not responding to anybody else because people just really want to say they want to read something. And I mean, I hear these dummies. Oh my God, what if it's your daughter? If you go and marry, you do not have the right over your body. You belong to your husband. What do you think the papers are for? So you want to marry him. And he's not supposed to cheat on you. He's supposed to come home to you. He's supposed to be your protector and your provider, but he can't have you when he wants to. Are you fucking kidding me? You people are freaking insane. You have been brainwashed to believe that you have more power than you have. You are not the equal of a man. I don't care how many rights you want. I don't care how much you march. I don't care how many signs you hold. You, as a woman, are not equal to man. Get that through your head, and you're going to stop getting a divorce. You're going to stop running through relationships, okay? You, as a woman, are not equal to man. There is no such thing as a man raping his wife. You have it there. It gave you verses to go look up in the Bible. You do not own you once you marry. Your vows, for better or worse, you give yourself to this man. This man giveth himself to you. It's in your vows. But I can take it that most of the women that have something to say on my page are not married. And if you are, you won't be for long. You know, the thing is that when I was really in the limelight and the people that would come, and I mean, I'm putting it out here. The people that would come to my shows and the people that would come, and I mean, these men would spend thousands of dollars just to be in my presence. They're married. They're married men that have wives at home that feel like they can control them with sex. She's not giving them sex. He's outside cheating. She's not giving him sex. He wants to sit down and spend money with somebody else. Sex does not control a man in the way that you guys think that it does, and you people need to understand it and you need to get it. So you think that he's supposed to sit back and say, oh, okay, it's okay. I don't have to give you sex. And he's supposed to sit there and not cheat and not do anything. Woman, you don't control man. Period.com. And now you wonder, why? As African-American women, we have this thing with power, and we want to be in control, and we want to be the leaders. But guess what? Back in slavery, we made sure our man was okay because our man protected his family. Our man went out and he picked that cotton and he did what he had to do to protect his family so that his family would be A-okay. You know what I'm saying? And you tell me that slavery is dead. Slavery is not dead. This is modern-day slavery at its finest. Okay? We used to have to go work for our meals, work for scraps. Guess what you're doing? Right now you're working for scraps. You're working for this little money that they give you. There's no such thing. You got white police officers killing black people at an alarming rate and nothing is being done. There's no such thing. Okay? You're African American. You're black. You're going to forever be a slave as long as you are living in the United States of America. Don't ever let anybody tell you different. You can sit out and you can listen to these people that tell you you're free, you're American, you can do what you want to, but goddamn it, you look at that TV screen and see how many black people getting killed and what's happening to them. You can fool yourself and tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself, but guess what? Action speaks louder than words. So all of you ignorant individuals, you know, all you uneducated, bitch, I got 3 college degrees. I own everything that I have. And at the end of the day, you people are so brainwashed to sit and think and believe that it's okay to even say the dumbass shit that y'all say out of y'all mouth. Okay? Know your place. Know your role. Know your position. Because you don't know it. You don't have it. You don't have the key to pleasing a man. These are your positions. I hear women, shit, he'll be all right. He better go get him something to eat. As a woman, your role is to be the help of man. That's your role.
True.
Y'all don't get it. That's your role. That's what you're supposed to do. In my household, if he wants to cook and do something special, awesome. But that's not his duty. That's my duty. My duty is to cook for him each and every single night. When he come in the house, if dinner's not ready, it's damn sure cooking. That's my duty. My duty is to make sure that all his clothes are clean. He's never looking for socks. He's never looking for tank tops. He's never looking for boxes. He's never looking for work clothes. It's already there. He knows where to find it. That's my duty. My duty, he outworn his house shoes. My duty is to go to the store and replace them and put them in the place of his old house shoes so he already know it's there. My duty is to be his helpmate. As a man, he goes out into this world, and he has the world on his shoulder, and he has to deal with all of these different things, and he has to make it back home to you safely. The least you can do is show him respect. Understand your role, ladies. Stop marrying these people and thinking that you have this power, this imaginary power. Because if you had the power that you think you have, then you guys wouldn't be getting a divorce in the manner that you are getting a divorce. You guys wouldn't be getting divorces. They didn't get divorces back in the day. They sat, they dealt, they, whatever. All right. He down the street with Marianne, and that bitch at your grandma at Marianne's house, give me my husband out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to understand. We always think that times have changed. But look at what you're changing them to. And if you're telling me that times have changed so much that I have to be in a relationship, that I have all of the power, you know, I have the corporate job, and if he don't do what I say, dude, then I'm going to get a divorce from him and I'm going to leave my husband, you got to be out your fucking mind. This is why I write. This is why I do these shows, because we as a people are so far-fetched. And guess what? I know I'm not going to change all of these women's minds and hearts because they idiots. You know, they really believe this. They're not trying to understand what they need to understand. They just want to go with the flow. Forget that. I'm me. I'm a bad bitch. I got Indian hair. You know, I'm this. I run this show. You're not gonna tell me what to do.
I'm
a
boss.
All that extra.
Yeah.
Stay extra.
Stay
extra. Learn to love your man. Learn to love your man. That's all I can tell you. And in order to love him, you have to know how to love him, right? You got to love yourself. We look at things and we say, you ain't finna do this to me and this is that and the other. Man, you put here to be his helpmate, man. Most of y'all talk too goddamn much. What he can't do to you. Bitch, he can do whatever he want to do, you his. When he put the ring on your finger, you got to understand what value that is. Guess what? Becky know what value that is. Becky with the good half. She know what it is. I can assure you. And you sit back and be like, you know, all of these men with money, they go and marry these, they go and marry Beckys with good hair. But guess what? The Beckys with good hair know how to deal with men with money. Because whatever may happen and whatever they may do, guess what? They ain't worried about it hitting the web. Most of the time when some shit go left, it be the black bitches that's trying to get their 15 minutes of fame to throw him under the bus. The Beckys, they going to do what they do and keep that shit under wraps. Y'all don't get that door. Okay, pay attention. It's us that want acknowledgement. It's us that want power. It's us that want attention. Get you one. Do right, and you're going to get all the attention you deserve. I can promise you, mama. I promise you, you will. You got to get in tune with yourself. So now, we got a caller, and I'm going to answer this phone, as I said.
I like it.
All clean debates. When you go
That's
left on my line, I cut the line. Yeah. Let's see who this is.
What is this? Let me get my popcorn.
Real talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with? Okay, I guess they just listening in.
Hello, this is Bob from Boston. No.
I'm playing. He listening. Whoever it is just listening in.
Okay. I guess they want to chime in. Okay. But if you can at any time, please feel free. You know, please.
Right. So keep in mind, people, that we're not put here to be rulers of men. We're put here to be his help. So my comment was, he owns that. That's not rape. I said that. I meant it with every being in my body. You cannot rape your wife. Read my pinned tweet on Twitter. You can't rape your wife. That's your wife. You own her. She owns you. It is what it is. Now, a lot of people will sit down. I mean, prime example, you sit down and you say, okay, he cheated on her. She took him back. She's stupid. That ain't none of your goddamn business what she did. That's her husband. If they married, you're supposed to through thick and thin, better or worse. Y'all ain't even listening to the vows that y'all taking in front of God. Y'all just saying, I'm getting a ring. I'm getting a stunt for everybody. And you know, I'm attached. But do you even know what attached means? Y'all women have to be out of your mind to think that that man doesn't own you when he has given you his last name. What does that mean? He gave you his last name. What does that mean? What does that mean, James? If you give somebody your last name.
Hey, that means to me, if you take his last name, that means he owned you somewhat, correct? In my opinion.
Don't sugarcoat it. You his.
You know what I'm
she
saying?
She
yours. Yeah.
Changed her name. She's yours. Read the Bible. I don't care. Look, you can go across the board. Go across the board. Read all of the readings, whether you Christian, Buddha, Catholic.
Whatever.
Read it. Read on marriage. Even in the places that men can have more than one wife, even in those places that he can have more than one wife, the women are still loyal to him. Am I wrong?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm trying to figure this out. I just like, I can't believe that women are just, this damn ignorant. I just.
But there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. There's a reason why I'm divorced. The reason why I'm divorced. Yeah.
Oh, what, you evil.
Yeah, I'm being me. Sorry, if it's evil, then it's evil. good and evil, not too far apart. Everything you said is, as far as the what marriage should be is really the main reason why I'm not married no more, because it seems like when I got married, and I'm not the only case, when I got married, shit changed than what it was when we were, you know, just in a relationship. It turned into like, well, you know, I don't have to do shit for you and this, that, and a third. And it was like, well, what the fuck I fighting for this shit? You know what I'm saying? I could, what was that Madea movie? I could do bad all by myself? You know? I'm like, well, what the hell is this shit? And why you ain't doing shit? See, I'm sorry. I'm with a woman, and especially if I'm married to a woman, or even with a woman. Women got to be doing something. I'm sorry. You ain't sitting at home like, you know, Peggy Bundy eating bonbons and watching whatever the fuck daytime show you're watching. And if you are going to do that, you better be doing something around the house. Now, it's not being a male chauvinist. It's just facts. If you're going to be a housewife, then be a housewife. Now, if you're going to do, you know, you're going to be working out there, you know, we're both working, that's fine. Matter of fact, I want you to be ambitious. You know, I'm not the type to be like, well, da 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 da. As long as you take care of home, meaning just like I would for you. You understand? It's not a one-sided. It's not a one. You know, it's not a one-way road deal with this contract here. You know, I do every fucking thing, and you don't have to do shit. No, that's not how it goes. That's not how it goes. And a lot of people, like you said, they jump into these marriages, especially on the women's side. They just look at it as a glamorous event because they saw some shit on some, you know, Housewives of Atlanta or some shit or whatever the fuck. And they see some shit. Oh, this is nice. I can show off in front of my friends. I got this big rock on my finger. And da, da, da. Instead of what the marriage is supposed to be about. See, they just look at it as, well, I got married. I'm not single no more. Instead of looking into it, well, this is a serious thing. When I'm dead ass, when I took those vows, I took those vows to heart. All right? I took it to heart. I wasn't the one that wanted a divorce. This one wanted the divorce. And the way it was asked of me to have the divorce, I couldn't believe it. Like, how you going to wake somebody up in their dead sleep and say, look, I want a divorce? Like, seriously? Who does that? Who does that, and especially when I've done all I can in the marriage? You know, could I have done maybe a little more? Okay, maybe. But all I know is I know for one fact that that particular time in my life, I did love her, and I would have done anything for her. But I guess during these times, in the last 25 years or so, it's done a complete 180. Where women back in the day weren't like that. You know, they did, you know, follow what a marriage is supposed to be. You understand? Even in the 80s, it wasn't that bad. Once we got into, like, the 90s and from through the present, it's just gotten worse and worse. And if you don't believe me, like the new Ms. Lovie Black just said, look at the statistics in divorces. You know, it's ridiculous. It's almost like whatever. You know, like, it's just a thing to do. Oh, just get divorced. It's almost like other things that have been going on, like abortion, which we won't get into, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's almost like, well, it's here, let me do it. You know, just for the hell of it. But it's like, right, it's like a thing to do now. Oh, I just want a divorce because it's a cool thing to do. I was devastated. I didn't take that as like, oh, this is cool. It was almost an embarrassment to me, to a point where, like, damn, what the fuck happened? But, and I know that there were times where I had to tell her, look, you know, you ain't doing your part of the bargain yet. And I know some nice words sometimes. But it's like, I think people really need to really look into, you know, the marriage itself, the definition of marriage. They need to really look into it. You know, it goes for both sides, but I'm mostly talking to women because I think you just see it as an event. And not a serious it's basically a serious thing that you're doing. You know, because you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person, for better or for worse, through sickness and through health. Those are real vows. That's not just something to say just for the hell of it. Those are,
what?
You know, and I took that shit to heart, and I never would have ever, if everything would have fell into place like it should have, I would have been still with this person. Because I know it would have been because of me we got a divorce. And that's all I have to say about that. I think really people need, besides the rape part of it, I'm just saying in general with marriage, you know, if you're going to go into it, really think about it. Because if you're that type of person that, you know, oh, I don't know if I could be one person or whatever, or you feel, you know, what, no one's going to control me, then don't get married. Don't get married. Don't ever get married. I don't care. Don't get married then. Don't get married
but,
after the second.
But do you think that a husband can rape his wife?
The only way, see, here's the thing. if the woman, to me, if she feels being forced and all that shit to a point where it gets into a real serious incident, I think that's rape. But if the woman is just there, right, and let's, okay, perfect example. Let's say she's sleeping. Right? Now I come in late. All right, she's there. I'm horny. Fuck it. I'm a fucker, right? To me, that's not rape. That's not rape. I don't care if she wakes up and goes, what the fuck you doing? That's not rape to me. You know what I mean? But if it's to a certain scenario where it's very violent and the guy is drunk or whatever the hell, and it's some really
it's
fucked up situation.
Rape. You should, you should not tell him no. At the end of the day, if he come in the house, pissy, drunk, X, Y, and Z, that's who you married. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? You married
yeah,
a drunk.
Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
So at the end
but
of
you know
the day, you got the lady, and you have to take it. That's just the bottom line to it. You no longer own you when you're married. When you know that's your boyfriend. Okay, cool. So here's the flip side to that.
Go ahead.
If you are married, and your wife doesn't want to have sex with you, is it okay to go sleep with somebody else?
I say yes. I didn't have to think twice about that. Because like you said, you women out there who act shocked when this shit happens, they go, well, I don't understand why. We haven't fucked in 3 months. Gee, I wonder why this happened. Like, well, you know, he gave you signs. It's not like he didn't want to fuck you.
It ain't signs. It's those men that feel like, oh, okay. Well, they've been brainwashed, and I don't want to
mm-hmm.
be considered rape. But he's going to go sleep. If you haven't given your man sex, he's going to go have sex. I'm here to tell you, he's going
That's
to go
true.
Have sex with somebody else. He's going to come back. He
That's
loves you. So he's going to go have sex with somebody else.
Yes.
So you women are telling me that you don't want your man to go have sex with nobody else if you don't give him none. Y'all married.
That's,
he's not supposed to cheat. But if he
yeah,
take
right.
it when you don't want to give it to him, that's rape. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's
bitches
lovely.
Have lost my ever loving mind. I swear to God. And I say I use bitches loosely like a motherfucker. You people are crazy as hell. You people think that you run this world. You think you run a man. You will never run a man. That's not your job. That's not your position. As James said, stop getting married. If you don't know what the definition of marriage is, stop getting married. And I blame it on not our grandparents, but our parents. Because our grandparents, you know, were taught how to love a man. But our parents didn't teach us how to love a man because we were getting into that independent role. We were getting into that independent stage. And you know, oh, okay, well, he ain't around. So they didn't sit down and wait on our daddies because he was out doing what he was doing. They was too busy bashing him. Oh, that sucker this and that sucker that. And you bashing this man and bashing that man. Listen, me and Ben running around baking children for years. It ain't just start with your daddy. Your daddy wasn't the first Rolling Stone out there. I'm writing a book on this week. That's how much it is. So rather, you know, here's the thing. I have the platform, and I have the way to reach out, and I'm going to do that. And I'm completely putting aside this next project because I'm actually doing the outline for my next book, but it's going to be a bigger book than this. But I am going to take this week, and I'm going to write about this subject. And I just think that you women just really need to get your life together. Like, you really got to understand the definition of marriage before you go jump into one, because you want a ring. And then you sit back. I mean, at the end of the day, women, they complain about everything. You complain because he going with Becky. But, yeah, you complain because, God dang, he wants sex all the time. Then you won't give him sex. Then you complaining if he go cheat. Then if he take the pussy, then you complaining he raped you. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't win them all. Whoever it was, however, that man turned himself in. He was made to feel bad. Oh, it was rape, X, Y, Z. It's not rape, buddy. It's not rape.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Miss Lovely is Miss Roxbury.
I know who this is.
My question to you. How do you know who it
voice.
Is now?
Hello.
Okay. It was me.
Hey.
I was like, wait, put it on mute real quick. Quick question, because, you know, I don't have Twitter, and I just want to know how long they were married for, just out of curiosity.
I don't even remember from the article.
Was it short, or?
I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I just seen that and was disgusted, like. If you Google man sentenced to 9 years for raping his wife in North Carolina, you will see the story.
Okay. Well, hypothetically talking, let's say if they just got married. Let's say they've only been married for a month. And she didn't know all these things about him. Then what? Like, they got married for a month, and the next thing she knows, she's freaking tied up in a dungeon. Is that still considered rape, or no?
No.
Even though they, like, knew in their marriage? Let's say somebody that just jumped
marriage
into it.
Marriage.
They only knew that guy for three months, and next thing you know, within that month of them getting, actually being married, and then she's his sex slave. It's not rape.
You give yourself to him. You give your body, your mind, and everything to him when you marry him. So here's the thing. It's not a hypothetical question, because women, we got to know who we're marrying. We got to know his likes, his dislikes. You know, we got to know all this stuff. If he come out with a kinky-ass fetish after we marry him, then, you know, you're supposed to, you know, be there for him. But for the most part, you know, if y'all been married for a whole month, you should know all the things that he likes, especially in the bedroom. Especially in the
bedroom. Because some of these people out here, you know, are just bona fide liars, period, point blank. Some of them are. And you might not be able to see between those lines.
You may not be, but the bottom line mm-hmm. is, as the article said that's on my pinned tweet, when you marry, you give your body to men, and man gives his body to woman. When you marry, the vows that the preacher says, for better or worse, in sickness and health, to death do us part. You know, like basically, like, no matter what it is, no, you for me, I'm for you.
Supposed to be, but then you, like he said earlier, is the fact that some people do switch it up. A lot of women don't want to do what they were doing in order to get that man's attention. As soon as they get married, it's game over. So if they were sitting up there swinging from freaking chandeliers to begin with, but then when they get married, females do switch it up. That's all I'm saying. They were sitting out there.
They ain't got nothing to do with the man.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with the man. They just think because, oh, okay, well, he finally decided to marry me, then I don't necessarily have to do the same things that I was doing before we got married. And that's not the case, because if you started off as a freak and then you turned around and got married, you can't all of a sudden become a born-again virgin. That's not right. That's not fair.
I agree with that.
Right. That's not fair to the man. And that's why these men are out here cheating, man. I'm telling
you,
like,
right.
These men used to come to our shows, man. You know, men used to pay thousands of dollars just to sit down and hang out, man. I mean, not all of them, you know, was promiscuous, but, you know, they would pay a lot of money to sit down, and they would just be like, shit, you know, she don't want to have sex with me. I love her. you know, I want to be there for her, but she'll have, most men, they cheat because they woman not giving them sex at home. You got a man at home, you're supposed to give him sex every day.
Correct.
Every day. Trust and believe.
Correct.
Every day.
But then you have
every
some
day.
Females that can't sit up
day,
there. And
it's because he is exhausted, he's tired, but whenever he say, babe, take them clothes off. Nigga, I'm like Superman. In the phone booth, the side of the bed is the phone booth. I just stand up. That shit just, they just come off.
They just fly right into the closet, right? The
magnet.
But
yeah,
then you have those. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But then you do have those women that don't know how to adjust again. They get caught up with just life in general. They sit up there, they have a baby, and they can't balance the fact that they were showing their man all this attention, and now they have this child, plus they're trying to balance work too. And so they withdraw, they fall back, and don't want to put out.
Okay, and then he can take it when he wants it, because you're married, and that's his property.
Mm-hmm.
You belong to him.
Yeah,
you belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't, listen, we don't have the same amount of ribs as men do.
Correct.
We don't have an Adam's apple, but men's do.
Thank God they
come
don't
on,
have
man.
Women's apple.
Yeah, we can carry children. We were blessed to be able to carry children for a man. We're put here for a man. That's the bottom line to that. For man. And I sit back, and you know what? I don't feel sorry. You're lazy. That's the bottom line. I run businesses. I go to work. I have children. I have a teenager. I have a toddler. I do everything under the sun. But guess what? When that dick get hard, oh, my God. Ain't no
such
thing.
That's what your job is to do. That's what your job is.
If it's that time of the month, I still got two more holes. And guess what? If he
exactly.
told you shit, you can walk through blood, you can fuck through mud. So I mean, you can fuck
yep.
walk through blood, you can fuck through blood.
I knew what you were saying.
Disgusting.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
There's
Amen.
Nothing. There's nothing. There's not a time. There's not a no. There's not a nothing. And guess what? I do pretty goddamn good with my selections. I don't no regular guy. Ain't regular guy. I'm going to be in a relationship with, and yeah, I do pretty damn good, man. I mean, people wonder, you know, people, women always get up under me and try to figure out what it is about me that get these men, and I never show them, and I never tell them. I'm just me. I'm not a bad bitch. I'm a boss bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of these chicks that go and want to spend $300-$400 on hair and all of this and all that. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been me. That's never going to be me. I'm me. I love. I cherish. I nurture. I know my role. There's not a man on this earth that I'm equal to. Not one.
Mm-hmm. Because they're supposed to
and
leave.
And that's
you're
what we
got to
realize.
Period,
I think
point.
Our sisters will wake up and realize that we're not equal. We just not. Say what you want. Say how you want. Everybody got an opinion, you know. And the thing is, it's so many people that's loud and wrong, and that's just the craziest thing. Loud and wrong. So now, anytime somebody just messaged me about this post, if you don't listen in to the radio, you don't call me. Oh, call me 646-787-1839. Call me tonight.
Ooh, you remember the number?
You message
awesome.
Me, I'm gonna block you. I'm done. That's why I had a conversation tonight. You message me, I'm going to block you. Give us a call, 646-787-1839. You got something to say? You want to voice your opinion
yeah,
about
yeah,
the matter?
Yeah.
Give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
That's right. Don't be a punk.
I'm listening. Can't beat me.
Right here. That's instant conversation. That's instant feedback. That's more instant feedback than you ever get on any social media. Or a good old-fashioned two-way conversation on the radio. Nothing beats that. That's why I love the Lady Call Radio. One of the reasons why. Damn, after all that shit you said, shit, where were you when I wanted to marry somebody? Shit.
Well, damn.
You,
okay.
You need to be the new Oprah. You need to be the new Oprah. So that all these women start listening. Yeah, she right. She right. Then shit will change. And then I would say the divorce rates will go down. Now, if the guy continues to do all that extracurricular bullshit, then, you know, there's something wrong there. I'm sorry. As far as this man here, me, if I have everything going good at home like that, especially in the bedroom, I ain't looking at no other place. I ain't looking at no other place. That's it. You take care of shit at home, ain't nothing going to be going wrong, you know, as far as that. I mean, there's always something that can go wrong, you know, everyday life. But as far as that part of life, that would be a okie dokie squared away. I'm just saying. What do I know? What do I know? I'm just some guy just doing a show.
He was just invited to do the show. Okay.
I'm just a guy that's doing a show. Someone who got divorced, yeah, that didn't want a divorce.
I got divorced too, and I tried to work. I tried to make things work. It is what it is. Like, if you have one person that's just adamant that there's no problems whatsoever, and when that other person's sitting up there saying, "Hey, let's do counseling," and that person's just like, "No, we ain't got no issues." Okay, well, what the hell is that other person supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to just sit there and just like, "Oh, okay." We just continue right. this way. If one person's not happy and they're telling you what the problem is and you don't want to try and change or conform just a little bit, just to meet someone halfway, what's the point of staying in this relationship? Because it's not going to last, because you're going to sit there at night and you're going to have this animosity and you're just really not even going to want to be around that person, and you're going to go out and step out and do what the hell you have to do to satisfy your damn self. Period.
That's right. The word compromise gets lost in a marriage. The word compromise gets lost somehow.
It doesn't necessarily have to get lost, though. It does. It's not supposed to be that way.
No, you're absolutely correct.
But then
somehow.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I want you to finish your thought.
I don't lost my train of thought. So.
See?
It's okay. Go ahead.
See?
Don't worry.
See, that's why I said, no, go ahead. Don't lose that. I got the rails. God damn it. but see, what I was about to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, so I apologize. Like I said, it's just something within the last 25 plus years that shit just said, look, we're not dealing with any type of bullshit. I think it has something to do with my generation, Generation X, where we just weren't going to tolerate any fucking thing and say, well, fuck it, instead of trying to work shit out. If shit don't work out right away, then fuck it, move on. And that's not really the right way to approach things as you get older. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when you're young, you know, let's be honest. When you're young, you're thinking you're invincible. You're thinking, like, you promise tomorrow. You know, you think bullets bounce off your chest and shit like Superman or Supergirl if you're a woman. Or if you're bi, whatever, super bi person.
Trans, whatever.
So you thinking, okay, I could, there's more out there, you know. Well, okay, well, that's correct. But, you know, there's an opponent called time. Time always wins.
Correct.
Time is undefeated.
Correct.
So you only have that window opportunity where, okay, yeah, all right, go think like that. That's fine. But guess what? You're going to reach a point where, damn, I think I fucked up along the way. One of those people I was probably with was probably the right one, and I fucked it up because I couldn't tolerate one little thing about them or whatever. It doesn't have to necessarily be what we're talking about, but just anything. And then you wonder, you know, you got to realize, hey, none of us are all perfect. Just find somebody who's just fucked up as you and fucking just go with that.
Well,
no one's perfect.
I think – with what Ms. Lovely was saying is, like, our parents, our parents was like at the at that prime where I don't really need a man and I'm gonna go ahead, where single parents was more acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so they didn't really, with our dads being absent, especially being a female, and in my situation, my dad was in my life for my first 8 years. I didn't need him for those first 8 years. I needed him from 9 until up, because the reality is your dad is your first boyfriend, period, point blank. They're the ones who teach you how you are supposed to be treated in the future with by a man, So in my situation, he was there the first 8 years. He came back when I was 16. At that point, when you came back at 16, I had already made up my mind. You see what I'm saying? He missed that very fragile age where I needed him. I needed him. Because by the time I was 13, I was out there doing shit I had no business doing because I wasn't taught. My dad wasn't there to nurture me. He wasn't there to say, hey, no, this isn't acceptable. Like when a guy comes to you, when a guy comes to visit you, he's supposed to open up the door for you. He's supposed to give you a flower. He's supposed to go ahead and I don't want to say so much cater to you, but treat you as if you're the only person that freaking matters. So then you end up falling into this cycle.
And he's also supposed to tell you that once you get married, you no longer belong to you. And
you
and
are
our
correct.
Parents teach us that.
Great segue.
Our parents teach us that. You know, in other places in the world, these women are groomed to grow up and get married and cater
correct.
To a man. They get married. They're able to get married off at 12 and 15 years old, and we look at it as it's just a child. But from birth, their moms teach them to cater to a man. Their moms teach them to grow up and make somebody very happy. That's their purpose here on earth. They teach them this, and we look at it as it's so taboo and it's so crazy. And I mean, okay, maybe not 15 or 18, maybe not 12 or 15, but at 18, we are supposed to go off, and this is what the white people teach their daughters. You're going to go off. Mm-hmm. You're gonna do what you have to do. You're either going to be a house mom, or you're going to get a career,
you're
going to cater to your man.
Thank you.
You're going to cater to your man. Everybody know that, but black for some reason. It's crazy.
Well, I don't want to just say that. It's just, you're right. Not just white folks do that. If you sit there and you look at the Indian tradition, or you look at even Hispanic traditions, there is always, that dad is always 98% of the time involved with their daughter's lives, they get to see what a two-family household, how it's supposed to be run. Well, you know, Mexicans, they family after family all merge together and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
But you see what I'm, you know what I'm saying, but they know, they understand the whole concept of what it is to be a true family. And that's just I feel as though, like I told Miss Lovely earlier, we were more united when we were slaves, which is pretty fucked up to say. But you sit there and you think about it. When the wife, even though we might have got separated, but then we had another man come in, we made sure if he got whooped, we were there to help soothe his wound. We were there. We were his support system. Nowadays, we're just like, okay, here's the man. Oh, well, he don't have the money to do this. Okay, let me go find someone else. Everybody has flaws. Period, point blank. He might not have that money that day, but if he's a real man, he's a true man, he's going to go ahead and get that money the following day. He's going to go ahead and hustle to bring it back so that you guys can do what you're supposed to do. But you got a lot of women who are too busy. I've seen a lot. I don't understand it, and I'm trying to wrap my head around it since I've moved down here to Georgia. I have seen so many females who will go ahead and bow, I don't want to say bow down to their men. They'll cater more to their men than they will to their own children. They're quick to, their children don't live with them, but you're taking care of a grown-ass man. You need to be able to balance all of that. You know what I'm talking about, right? Miss Lovely?
You show it out.
Well, I'm dead ass serious though. Like to me, I cannot respect you as a woman if you don't have custody of your own kids, but you're sitting up there in a house with a grown quote unquote man, and he's not working, but you're taking care of him and his children, but you're not taking care of your own damn children. No, No, that's on some dumbass shit to me. To me, mentally, I have no understanding to that. Period. Or the fact that your man says you got with a guy, and the guy tells you, "Well, I don't want your child to be living with us," and then you go ahead and you send your child off to whoever, Aunt Sally. But you go ahead and you accept his kids? Nah, you're a package deal. You're a package deal, period, point blank, the end. So somehow, some way, I don't understand. I don't know why all these role reversals and how we as a culture can't come together and have some type of compromise. It has to be some type of compromise in a relationship. It don't have to be perfect all the damn time, but you got to at least listen to what that other person is telling you. But you're, like you said, our job as a female, we are here to cater to our men. We are here to sit up here and we are to take care of the house and have kids. And you were supposed to follow your man. Now, if you decide you want to, you dealing with a weak ass dope boy or whatever, and you want to follow behind that, that's your life decision. Just make sure he has your back just as much as you have his, period. I'll say about that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm done. I was like, that's all I got to say about that. Like, I went from one point to another point to another.
So in hindsight, ladies, no matter how it goes, you know, you women are trash these days, man, and it's crazy. And I say that and I laugh because I know plenty of women that they're always talking about taking care of your king. Let me tell you something. You can't fully take care of your child if your child is not in the house with you. Like, when I was out and I was doing my thing, yeah, I took care of him. I sent money. I popped in. But guess what? It's not the same as him being in the same household with me. But yet, you got that man in the house with you every single night. He in the hotel with you. He doing whatever he doing with you. He with you every single night. But your children ain't with you. You can't do that. You can't be a parent.
Nope.
You can't call yourself a real mama if you ain't got your
child
with you. That's number one.
That's right.
You running behind a man. You want to do all these things when y'all in a relationship. You doing all these things to make him yours. When you finally get married, when he finally changed your last name. He changed your last name for a reason. He got more ribs than you for a reason. Bottom line, he giving you the rock because you are his diamond. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really get the whole gist of how this situation worked. I get it. I understand now that people are more lost than ever. But I'm not one of the people to back down from what I have to say because y'all lost. It's not going to happen. Y'all lost, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm okay. My household is great. My household is great. So, I don't know. James?
Yeah, please write that book.
Stupid.
Say, please wrap that up, though. I cannot.
Write that book. Go on TV. Yeah, matter of fact, go on TV. That way you get be an all-cross country. And if you could do what Oprah did, then things would change. Like, yeah, she's right. And then things will change. And then everything, at least that part of it will be good. Then we have
you got too many females out here being haters. They don't
want to see what's wrong.
They just want to point out what is wrong.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're ignorant, you know.
Exactly.
That's what happens. You know, they're the lost ones, you know. They're the last ones. You know, you could lead to the horse to water. You can't make them drink it.
Drink.
It's up to them. Be like, look, it's right there. It's right there. And it comes to a point after a while, they're like, look, I'm not even going to bother no more. I ain't wasting my time. I'm doing what I got to do. I know I'm on this right path. It's up to you to wake the fuck up and you see what you guys see. Whatever it takes, whatever epiphany is going to happen, you know, whatever that is, I just hope it's not too late when you figure it out.
You
got
to learn to love
self
first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn to love yourself first.
Thank you.
Before
you
can sit up there
God.
And chase
you
after some damn dick. You got to learn to love yourself first.
Say that again. Exactly.
And a lot of females don't know how to love themselves first.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I've been just saying that for the longest time. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to love yourself before you love others.
Mm-hmm.
I know
attempt
I love
to.
Yeah, exactly.
I love me too. But it took me a long time to get to that point, though. I ain't going to say it's been a cakewalk and whatnot. And then I can't say in my 20s I was 100%. Like,
that's
I was just like in love with myself. Everybody has a dark period in their life.
Sure.
But what are you
going
to do to
get
out of that? Exactly.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But the point is you're there now. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're there now, that's what that counts. You know, that you love yourself.
Correct.
I love myself too much to do any harm to myself. I love life.
Correct. That includes losing sleep.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Being unhappy.
Sometimes I can't sleep, but hey, I don't know. My body's just telling me, look, you ain't sleeping nothing right now, right? You do what you got. Do something. But it's not like, oh my God, I'm worried about this and that. I don't know. Sometimes I just can't fucking go to sleep.
Well, yeah, that's understandable, but I ain't going to lose no sleep over a raggedy-ass man. I'm not going to do that. I'm not the one. I'm not.
Well,
either we're going to come to some type of compromise, or you go this way and I go that way, one or the other.
Yeah, this will be part of some ID show, okay? I don't want to hear, you know, here's a case in Delhi.
No. Oh, never that. But I did tell Miss Lovely. I said, I promise you, my marriage was like it could have been a Lifetime movie. I promise you.
One of those, huh?
I promise you. Yeah. But it is what it is, and I'm definitely gonna have to go look up this article tomorrow.
Sure.
I don't know what you're gonna talk about on Wednesday, Miss Lovely. Just go ahead and just give me a heads up. I'll definitely go ahead and chime in. Normally, it's not quite enough in my house for me to chime in, but I'm getting it together. I'm getting it together.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell you did tonight?
I'm sending you, along with some other things, but I'm sending you the article.
Okay.
That we read. He read it at the top of the show. You can always come back in and listen to the show, along with some other stuff that I needed to send you anyways. But I sent you that... I sent you the article, man. It just kind of tells women, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's in the Bible. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't shock me. Most of these women don't even know what a Bible is, let alone trying to follow
Jesus.
The Bible or
Jesus
trying to
be
righteous next Y and Z.
Jesus be offensive Sunday. We ain't doing this on a Sunday now.
We is. It's Sunday, and that's why they should know. I mean, like, you know, raise a child in the way he or she should go, and they'll never depart from it. You know, people always
Correct.
Got an opinion to say, and at the end of the day, I tell them the same thing. Only God can judge me. You know, God has brought me a mighty long way. You know, I started from one end to another end, but the thing is that my mom raised me right, and so I always knew what to go back to. I had that foundation that was there that was installed in me from a very young age. And no matter what it is that I did, I knew, you know, how to, you know, straighten my life back up. And so people can't say, see, I don't know how to do that because, you know, nobody around me, because I'm always trying to give somebody the game. I'm always trying to say, hey, this is what you should do. This is how you can look at this situation. What do you need? You know what I'm saying? You can ask if you don't know. You know, the thing is that people don't want to know because people want to do anything that makes them feel like okay. People want to do anything that makes them feel like, you know, it's easy. And people just want to live life the way that they want to live life. And no matter what it is that you do, you still have to live life according to God's word. I don't care what it is, how it works, whatever. Do you think that I was able to walk away from all of that money that I was making on my own? No, I had to help a God help me walk away from that. You know what I'm saying? It was not that easy for me to do it on my own, because guess what? That's why a lot of people don't do it. They're forced out of the game. They're forced out. Mm-hmm. They're not making money. Their money dry up. That's not why I got out. I got out because I knew it was time. I fast. I prayed. Mm-hmm. I prayed and I fast. You know what I'm saying? And it happened for me. So, you know, I mean, when the books come out, man, you can read these books. And I'm going to continue to go in depth into my life story because it's so big and it's so amazing that I'm here. So when I say these things to you guys, it's not because I'm picking at you. It's not because I'm being funny. But I think it's just about the way that you were raised and you don't understand, you know, your role as a woman. And you have all these people that go out and they fight for rights and they fight for this and they fight for that. And it's like, okay, you know what? I'm a woman. I'm independent. But guess what? I am never not at one point ever over a man. You know what I'm saying? That's why men are kings and women are queens. You know, so I know my role, and I know it's certain things that I can get away with. But guess what? More than that, I know what I can't get away with. So, I don't know. I just know my role, and I'm thankful to my grandfather for showing me that. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful to my grandfather for showing me the way. I'm thankful to my grandmother for showing me the way. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to my mother for showing me the way, because if they did not show me, if they did not, you know, lead and guide me in the right direction, I would be lost like these women that feel like, you know, your husband can rape you. Your husband can't rape you when he gives you his last name. All of these things are symbolic for one thing or another. Now, the state of North Carolina can fall in that trap, but see, at the end of the day, okay, when he go to jail for 9 years, the state of North Carolina is going to benefit from it. It's not necessarily that the state disagree with me, but at the end of the day, look at the whole situation. It's more beneficial to them. Because if that was done right, there's no way that you can send your husband to jail for raping you. That's your husband. So this is how you know that the marriage state in the United States is a mockery. It's all meant to make money. You get married, they making money off you. You got to pay for these licenses. You got to pay for counseling. You got to pay for this wedding. You got to do all of this. It's money being made. When you get a divorce, you got to go through this system. You got to let a white man tell you when you can end what you're doing, how you're doing it. But yet you got to stand in front of God. But you got to let a white man tell you when it's over? Come on, man. It's a mockery that they are making of something that was so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you got to understand what it is that you're doing before you do it. And that's just the bottom line. Anything that the United States can make money off of, they will. They make money off of any and every single thing that they possibly can. They'll find ways to make money off of it. And it's utterly ridiculous, if you ask me. It's utterly ridiculous. And for the people to be as lost as they are to go in the direction of this, and to think that it's A-okay, is just pathetic. And I just wish that, you know, people have, you know, a better mind frame and people, you know, understood more. But guess what? Until you get there, Becky is going to continue to marry your brothers, your cousins, you know, and your husbands, you know, because
Pocahontas?
Becky got it down pat.
You keep saying Becky.
Becky understands
Pocahontas
that,
got it down pat.
You know, what?
I said Pocahontas got it down pat too. Like,
yeah, they got it down pat. They understand that he is the man, and he can't. The ones that you call dumb, the ones that she don't say nothing when he go out and he come in the house and she get up and she cook him dinner. Those ones right there, those ones that you say is crazy. Those ones, the ones that got it down pat, straight up. Now, at the end of the day, he know not to stay out all night. That's a no go. But at the end of the day, if he come in later than normal, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh, you coming in the house late. What's wrong with you? Where you been? Honey, is everything okay? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all about the relationship that you have. Stop trying to get booed up and be up under people and try to trap people into being with you. And therefore, you're bringing agony to yourself. I don't have time to stress. I don't.
Correct.
I don't have time to stress. So the situation, I held out for so long because I knew that I wanted, I knew my value and I knew my worth, right? I know that I know how to love a man. I know how to cater to a man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, in my house, no. He didn't have to cook. He didn't have to wash clothes. He didn't have to clean up. You know, I want him to help from time to time. But you know what I'm saying? In my house, it's just like something like no other. And that's just how life goes, man. I mean, I knew my position and I knew my role, and I'm thankful to my family for raising me up in the right way. And I'm still to that point. People say times have changed and women don't do that no more. Listen,
no, it's
if you
not.
Don't do that no more, it's because you choose not to do that anymore.
Exactly.
You
well, you got too many young grandmothers.
You can't dictate who you are as a person.
You got too many young grandmothers now. A lot of these daggone kids ain't sitting with grandma and snapping peas to hear the stories on how they made a relationship. That's because their grandmas are freaking 35 years old, okay? They haven't really lived life. So I'm with my girls, I make them, I safely drop my oldest one off at a retirement home. You're going to get some type of knowledge. Besides, I mean, my mom's like 60 and stuff. But you're going to learn something. You need to learn something from an older person who's been through way more stuff than you have. instead of listening. If my grandma's out there 35 years old up there pop locking and drop it, what the hell am I supposed to learn from them? You tell me, what am I supposed to learn if I'm 5 years old and my grandmother is 35 and she's still out there ripping and running like she's a damn teenager and jumping from John to Billy to Bob? What exactly am I supposed to learn? Oh, it's okay as long as they don't know about one another? Tell me. No, nothing? No. No one can tell me anything? Miss Lovely, you come on now. You know I'm very opinionated. You know that I will speak up about certain things. So it don't matter. It truly doesn't. It doesn't matter. Just people need to sit down and actually spend time with their kids.
The subject is so taboo that people are so afraid to chime in on this subject that, you know, more people than not had something negative to say. Oh, you're wrong, you're wrong. And I'm waiting, and I'm sitting back, and I'm like, all right, somebody's going to chime in that has some sense to, you know, validate it. And they didn't, you know, because they're like, oh, that's taboo. I ain't finna let.
I don't give a fuck about these bitches. They could sit there and type. Everybody could sit there and send a message.
Exactly.
And instead of actually being vocal because they're lazy and complacent, okay? I hate when people sit there and they complain about things being wrong, but yet they don't have no action on how to make it better, okay?
Yep.
That shit bothers me. Now, I do want to say this. If the husband and wife were in the middle of a divorce, okay, and he did go ahead and force himself on her, at that point, yes, it is rape. If they're in the middle of divorce, because if they had already filed their damn divorce, clearly there's something going on.
Okay.
That's all I just wanted to say.
I agree with you on that. If they divorced, they should be in the same house. But
they're in the middle
exactly.
of a divorce, yeah.
In the first place.
But if they are in the middle
people...
of a divorce, and they were not.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in the middle of a divorce, though, I could get that because you're trying to remove yourself from a situation. But you are married to this person. There's no divorce inside, and that's just your husband. There's no such thing.
Nah, I can't even say that because in my situation, you're damn right. I did. I sat up there with my husband after some of the fucking fucked up shit that I went through with him. There was no point of me freaking giving you my goodies for what? And that's just, I mean, but you got to realize at the time when I finally just said enough was enough, my daughter was 5 years old. So, but I had been through a lot.
Y'all were going through a divorce. If y'all wasn't, regardless of what you felt, I don't care if you wanted to give it to him or not. That's not your choice.
It is my
choice.
When he, it is my
if
choice
y'all
if
was
he sits there and he lays
it. I get it.
If he sits
but
there
if you
and
was
he
just fed up of all the crap that he did and he came to you and you hadn't filed for divorce, that's not your choice. That's still not your choice until you walk away.
Nah, and if that guy is sitting there and they're belittling you and stuff as if you do
and
everything
no,
wrong.
No, it's not your you got to go to God. In the Bible it says turn the other
Well,
people.
You can't go to God.
So regardless of
I can go to God, but if he's...
No
in
matter
my
how many
situation,
excuses that you want to make up, you got to turn the other cheek and you got to go to God. Period.com.
Well,
you got to go to God. And then if he still want to come and you go and pray and he put himself on you and give him some, you still got to give him some. You got to understand. For me, it's only one marriage. It's only one marriage. It's only one time. We're only doing this. That's
man,
it.
I tried.
It's it.
Man, I tried.
He knows. I know. It's it. And that's the thing. Those are those moments when you putting up with stuff when you really don't want to, when it eats you up inside, when he's belittled you, when he's pissed you off, when he's did everything in the run, and he come climb up on top of you. That's
you know
the
what?
One that
Ms.
you
Love,
got to deal with it.
Nah, Miss Love, I got to show. I'll send you a photo of me at my heaviest and my saddest point in my life dealing with this mofo, okay? And I did take it to God. But if I'm taking it to God and he's taking it to Allah and he feels as though there's no freaking compromise, it is what it is. I'm not going to sit there and continue to take the mental abuse from this dude that feels as though it's okay to sit up there and call your wife a hoe.
Okay.
I can only speak for me and what I went through. So.
In the voice of
yeah, me. If you. Yeah. Oh, you are. And that's exactly what I did.
Right, But if you don't
if
you didn't take the action to go forth to leave him, and the Bible tells you you shouldn't divorce, but if you don't take the action to go forth to leave him and you just there and you just like, I'm not giving you none because of X, Y, and Z, that's not your right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
See, the thing is
that
I was raised right. My grandmother taught us the Bible inside and out. Not that I remember it inside and out, but guess what? She taught us all
remember
the fundamentals and the valuables, honey. You can trust
mm-hmm.
and believe that. So at the end of the day, it's certain things that I put up with from people that I wonder, I'd be like, God, you know, why did I put up with this? Why did I put up with that? But it's not for me to question, because we will not mm-hmm. be removed out of a situation until we have absolutely learned from that situation. God won't remove us. You know what I'm saying? We
that
can go through everything in high water and just feel like, God, why am I going through this? But we ain't learned our lesson. And that's the thing. Whenever I've been through something and I've said, okay, God, I've learned this lesson. This is what I got from this situation. God has put me on to the next test. You will not
mm-hmm.
be you can't go to the next grade without passing the first one, right?
No, you can't.
So anything
I agree.
You're going through, you can't get past that test until you've learned. A person can piss you off and make you mad. You can walk off and come
mm-hmm.
back and still sit down and do the same thing because you ain't learned
mm-hmm.
your lesson. You ain't learned what
lesson
it is
the
you're
first
supposed
time.
To learn. You're supposed
mm-hmm.
to take something out of every situation that you're in, honey.
Possible, but some people like me, you know me, I push it as far as I possibly can deal with as much. You see what I'm saying? Hell, you know, I freaking walked around for a year and a half just suffering for no reason. But it was until I exhausted every single avenues of trying to relieve what I was going through when I finally said enough was enough. And that's the same exact thing that I did with my marriage. I tried everything possible to get us back on track until I just woke up that morning and I was just like, this shit ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. I'm not happy. I'm miserable. And you just don't see. You act as if nothing's wrong. So, I mean, I guess it depends on how much effort that other person puts into it. Well, how much effort you put into it and that other person meeting you halfway determines how long you actually stay married. Because believe you me, my first marriage was supposed to be my first and only marriage. I was very, very adamant. I did not want to go through the stigmata that my mother went through. I mean, my mom is a single mom. I have two other brothers. We all have different fathers. Okay, so when I sat up there and I got married, I just knew it was going to be forever. I was going to ride that roller coaster, but shit, that roller coaster derailed. It tried to jump back on the tracks. It tried multiple times, but the track just wasn't there. So at that point, you got to get the hell up out of it. You got to get off that ride. I can't speak for everybody else. I'm speaking for me. And just like he said, his wife woke him up in the middle of the night saying, hey, I want a divorce.
I said, yo, couldn't this have been done a better way?
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, just like he woke you up. I mean, that's
like,
what I'm saying. If somebody like, to that point. Mm-hmm. And so I take it at that point, she wasn't willing to do a compromise. She wasn't willing to go
nope.
get some type of counseling. No, it was
no.
just that was it. There
yeah,
was
exactly.
no talking. There was no discussing. There was nothing. My situation, I gave him my all. I tried to give more and try and figure out how we can get back on the same damn page, or at least can you be a page ahead of me and I'm right behind you. No,
mm-hmm.
we were chapters behind. Let me just keep that 100. I didn't plan
mm-hmm.
it to be this way, but this is what God threw my way. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
did I learn my lesson? Damn right I learned my lesson. I did cater to that. I did cater to him. I catered to him to the point I lost my voice. I lost who I was as an individual.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look people in the eye to talk to them. That is how low I freaking went. I was
Oof.
Not.
Oof.
I was not me. I was not the happy-go-lucky, radiant person that I was before we got
mm-hmm.
married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you lose yourself and you lose your voice, and you wake up and you look in the mirror, and you're not even really looking at the mirror. You're standing in front of the mirror, and you are looking past that person. There's a problem. I didn't even recognize myself in the mirror. I couldn't stand in the mirror and say, I love myself. I look past me as if I was a nobody, because that's how much of
how much he had brought me all the way down. So why the fuck should I give him that? Why should he be able to get what he wants to procreate or make himself feel better if you've knocked your wife all the way down that she don't even feel as though she's valued or she doesn't even feel like she's worth the dirt beneath your damn shoes? Why should I give up my body to a man that does that? Let me know.
I hate you. I definitely hate
you. It's different strokes for different folks. Everybody's situation is a little bit different. I can only speak on my situation. Because in reality, we're the outsiders looking in. There's always his story, her story, and the utter truth.
Yep. Like they always say, there's his story, her story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Exactly. So just from my life experience, that's how and why I ended up doing a divorce. Period.
Right. I'm ready.
But
he was bad.
He didn't have the opportunity to freaking rape me. I mean, if I was horny, I was horny. You were going to get it. But if I just, at the very end, nah, you ain't getting shit from me because you fought me. Like, he didn't want to get a divorce. You want to know when he finally decided that we were going to go ahead and get a divorce?
Right.
Because he was a truck driver. He cleared way more bank than I did. But mind you, I paid for him to go to school. So don't tell me I wasn't a good woman. I paid for him to go to truck driving school.
Ooh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I knew I had his back 100%. But when I sat there and I said, we had a problem, I want a divorce, you don't want to do the divorce, I told him to get the paperwork drawn up because I couldn't afford a lawyer. And I knew I was going to need a lawyer.
Sure.
And it took for us to be separated for quite some time and for me to be pregnant with my youngest child, for him to realize, I guess this really is over. So then he finally filed the paperwork. But we're sitting at the table and I'm going back and forth with his lawyer because he did get a lawyer. I said, I'm trying to make this an uncontested divorce. And that's what I was trying to do, and that's what I ended up doing because I sat there and I looked at him when he was sitting up there saying that he wanted custody of my oldest one. I said, let me ask you something. What's her favorite color? Who's her damn doctor? Let me ask you these key questions. And he just sat there stuttering, and his lawyer looked at him like, are you serious, man? You can't answer these questions of a child that you've said that you want custody of? Are you fucking crazy? And it was a female lawyer. And I looked at her. I said, if he really wants to go ahead and do this, trust and believe, that nigga knows I have more dirt on him, and he does not want this damn battle, and I'll do it without a damn lawyer. Now, let me tell you what type of woman I am. I didn't ask for any alimony, even though I was entitled to alimony. All I wanted in my divorce decree was, number one, I can go ahead and change my last name back when I choose to change my last name back. Anything having to do with my oldest child, schooling, any type of sports that she participates in, I'll go ahead and do the medical. You just give me a little bit back. But you're going to be responsible for that. That's what I did. It is written in my divorce decree. Until the age of 25, anything having to do with school, outside activities, on top of the $600 in child support that he gives, who made out better in the long run? I do. You want to know why? Because the security that my child that I had with him is going to be taken care of. Her education is more important than me getting a fucking alimony check, period. Not too many women will do that. They want to sit up there and get back at that man. You're going to give me this child support money and blah, blah, blah. Nah. I mean, you're going to give me this alimony. Nah. Keep that alimony. I want you to do something where I know it's going to hurt your pockets because I already know this one right here, she's expensive. She is extremely expensive, and I already knew from the time that she started school, whatever school she decided to go to was going to cost hella money.
She wants to go to Vanderbilt. Who makes out the most? Vanderbilt costs, I think, it's $60,000 a year. So who makes out better? My child makes out better. I don't need that money. You invested in our future, well, my future. I don't want to say our future because you don't get to see everything that I see. But you got a lot of women that just, I don't know. Fuck that. I don't want your money. I just want you to take care of the child that we had together. That's it, period, point blank.
All right.
So,
well,
I know, Miss Lovely, you learning a lot about me, huh? I'll be tripping. But, yeah. If they're on their way out and they're in the middle of divorce, yes, it is rape. If they've, I even want to say if it's 2 months in of their marriage, it could possibly be rape, too. Because
no,
that woman might not have.
Hell no.
Oh, God.
You can't be.
Man,
nope.
That's
on your way out,
you
agree.
Nah, that's like
once
you meeting somebody.
Say your name, that's it.
That whole time that you guys are together and they didn't show any indication that they were abusive, but the minute you guys get married and a month in, he starts whipping your ass. Is that right? Nah. I treat it the same exact way.
Listen, you're trying to compare. There's no comparison. That's just like saying, okay, he cheated so I could go cheat. No, you can't compare. If he cheat, then take it to God. There's nothing you can do about it. You still stay whole. You still stay wholesome. You don't cheat. At the end of the day, regardless of what change the name, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And that's for everybody. So this is my whole take on it. And I'm gonna write a book on this. And a lot of other points that I feel that I was taught. And I'm gonna put some scriptures in the book for y'all so y'all can understand where it come from. And you know, I just want y'all to be able to relate to me wholeheartedly so you don't understand it, so you understand, you know, where I'm coming from, and you don't think, okay, I'm just pulling something out of my butt. If I have a daughter and my daughter gets married and the man, you know, sleeps with her without her, you know, saying, okay, she's going to understand because I'm going to teach my children what they're supposed to do when they marry. And that's just, it's different. It's very different when you marry somebody. And you have to cater, and you have to suck, and you have to swallow, and you have to, you know, you have to be his private dancer, and you have to do everything it is that you can do on your own.
Everything that you were doing to catch him.
Make sure that he is happy. So I want to invite you guys to go to thenewmisslovelyblack.com. I'm going to start running a campaign in like a week for all of the books. I will have the release dates for 3 books. And by that time, I will have the release date for this book, and I have the name already. I'll put it out once I get closer to releasing it. So that book will be released as well this month. Ha ha. And so you can always find anything and all of my updates on thenewmisslovelyblack.com. Follow me on Instagram, thenewmisslovelyblack, one. On Tumblr, thenewmisslovelyblack.tumblr.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack. I'm also on Twitter at Miss Lovely Black, one. And if you would like to come on the show or submit music, please feel free to email me at inquiries, thenewmisslovelyblack@gmail.com. Thank you very much to everybody that tuned in to this show. The numbers were freaking amazing, and I can't wait to see the new numbers tomorrow. Thank you for calling in, Miss Lady. Yeah. Thank you to my awesome co-host for tuning in every Sunday, as he so faithfully does. I can't do it without him on Sundays. Thank you to everybody that's faithful to me and continue to follow me in everything that is that I do. Everything that I do. Blah. So, you know, just continue to be on the lookout. And I have a lot of things coming for you guys. Thank you for your continued support. And everybody have a great night.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Much respect.
Yeah, much good respect. Night. And homegirl here should be your Wednesday co-host. I'm just saying. Later, everybody.